Hello, and thank you for your interest for my sports betting podcast, Tiger 888. My name is Jorma Vuoksema, and I'm a Finnish sports bettor since 1986. I know I sound like a Finnish rally driver or pizza driver when I speak, but the content is quite researched, and I bet decent sums of money with the ideas I give out now in this podcast series. I had a tough decision in a Colossus Bets Pick 15 pool bet yesterday when I had to decide if to cash out or not in a match between Rayo Vallecano and Celta Vigo. I had to research so much, so I decided to give out all those ideas I faced during my study yesterday in La Liga in general. If we start about those general trends. One is that the 8 or 10 worst teams are pretty tight bunch of teams. The differences are not that big. Even Cadiz, which is 34 points in my power ratings, where the mid-table team is 50 and the champions are normally about 70, and in a very tight series like Swedish ice hockey or NHL, the top teams are 60, bottom teams are 40, right? So with this scaling, Cadiz with 34 sounds like pretty bad team, but I'm not so sure about my power rating, because that kind of teams like Cadiz, which look very ugly and brutal, you know, play long passes, defend quite disciplined without so much creativity, and score decent percentage of their goals from special situations. These kind of teams, time after time, give better betting returns than they should, only if you base their power estimates on the budgets and coaches and so on. So, long story, but even Cadiz might be pretty close to Getafe, Levante, Granada, Alaves, Mallorca, Elche, and those were those my bottom teams at the moment, because I had been dead wrong with Rayo Vallecano. I was disappointed yesterday when our Colossus Bets Pick 15 lost a chance to win 56,000 with Rayo Vallecano, and we had to settle something like 6,555. Then they drew against Celta Vigo. But without sounding bitter or moaning or whining, Rauer deserved to win. For that kind of cheap team, they played with good self-confidence and passed the ball quite surprisingly and creatively in the midfield. And they had better scoring chances and slightly more possession and everything. So even with that evidence, we can safely place Rayo Vallecano on our ratings before Celta Vigo. Okay, we don't react so fastly, and we don't look too much the individual games or 11 games from the start of the season, but still, when I believed that Rayo Vallecano would be a 34 power rating team, at the start of the season, they should be something like 41, 42 at the moment, especially in their home games. They might returns on betting investments because they have good support. We are a suburb team from Madrid, and it's a small stadium, compact, good supporters in compact stands, and there is no end stand for visiting supporters. And they have good players like Falcao, who should be getting fitter and fitter all the time. And so Rayo Vallecano is definitely not a bad team. That being said, Levante might be even better investment of those so-called bad teams. We are winless, and I have lost basically all my losses this good La Liga season have been on Levante. I have hold something like 4% net profit on my La Liga betting this season with good hit rate in Asian handicaps. But Levante has been a dark story. They are not that bad if you look their expected goals. But, you know, occasionally so-called bad look just continues and continues. But okay, I trust my opinion, my systems, and I keep betting Levante because I keep getting decent prices, and I never recommend anything. I just tell what do I bet and what do I lay. Getafe might be the bad team of these teams which look equally limited. Getafe has created very little scoring chances, and they had the same tendency already last season. And okay, the bad teams normally get their surprising wins when they defend tightly. But some kind of scoring you should have, and Getafe is not that kind of live underdog. With them, I have made my living last 45 years. Okay, let's move back to the better teams. Real Sociedad is not at the top of the league for nothing. I think Real is for real. Okay, they have been lucky, but the young players have improved and they keep improving. And then there is an extra factor. Those Basque country teams have some kind of berserk attitude towards football. They are really kind of patriotic, and Real Sociedad has Atletico Bilbao has as well. We have good home support. We are well coached, and we will not keep their placing, but we will not slip very down either. And then another team which might keep doing pretty well is Sevilla. They have only been marginally lucky this season, and we are pretty close to the top three. Julen Lopetegui is very good coach, and Sevilla improves. Then the big three. Atletico Madrid has performed quite as well as their expected goals shows, and again, they have been defensive much better than offensive. We are not far away from Real Madrid and Barcelona. You might be surprised. I still keep Barcelona as the second strongest team in the league. And of course, their strikers' situation is muddy at the moment, and Memphis Depay is not that kind of sniper. He would need somebody who scores for goals, and Aguero is needed, and so follow the situation. But regardless of who do they get to the striking positions, they are a decent team. They have been unlucky in finishing, and of course the pressures have been big, and chaos and economical turbulence and everything. Barcelona should improve from those first 10 games, and I don't criticize the sacked coach. I mean, they have been slightly unlucky, and they have quality. And at least do not bet against them. You don't get any good value any longer. It's a funny situation. Year after year, Barcelona has been overbet team because they are so good. But now we could briefly almost get value from Barcelona if the situation and the media coverage stays as it is. As you know, the betting market overreacts all to this kind of things all the time. Then the biggest, best, Real Madrid. We have not bet against them this season, but we have bet on them a couple of times, regardless of short prices and demanding handicaps. Now the good teams, which are coached professionally, are not necessarily that bad value with short prices or giving one goal and a half, because if they have demanding coach, they play more as full, even those games, then there they are big favorites. Okay, Real Madrid has given silly goals on those games. They have been very sure to win, or at least they knew that they would get the win. But not so many slipped goals as some other big favorites give away. And same advice with Real Madrid as with Barcelona. In other leagues, there are better branded teams to bet against than in La Liga, Real Madrid, Barça. They are pretty good, even if, as I said already, the differences in La Liga are this season slightly narrower than, say, 5 years ago. The last six or eight teams have improved, and the best two or three are not that much before the others. Shortly about Villarreal as well. We are lively, good-looking, nice team with footballing tradition, but I play in this podcast on Tuesday, the 2nd of November, and now, 4 hours ago, it was a strong speculation that Unai Emery would move to Newcastle. I wouldn't. I think Villarreal is a nicer place than Newcastle, but joke aside, if Emery leaves or not, it will affect Villarreal, because of course it's not good for the team spirit or preparations or long-term planning if the coach is speculated to leave. And I heard already some kind of $4 million money is negotiated, which Newcastle would pay Villarreal as a compensation if Emery moves. So that sounds that the speculation is pretty serious. That was the most important betting ideas I have in La Liga. So I would bet Levante not Lay, Real or Barcelona. I'm slightly positive on Sevilla, I say Rayo Vallecano is better than people understand, but it might go to the betting prices already, so the value is disappearing. And those last six or eight sides take those teams which offer nice value, and Lay those which happen to be in short prices after a lucky string of results. That's it. Follow Tiger 888 series even in the future. And then normally this should be 8 minutes 88 seconds, but now I had a bit too many ideas for La Liga. So thanks for your time, and all the best. Be lucky in betting, and happy in life. Bye.